We present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
What I have always said, the man is an absolute dictator.
Oh, come on.
All I ask is what time the fire alarm will be going off, and he flatly refused to tell me.
Well, he would.
But if we all know, it defeats the whole point of the exercise, doesn't it?
But how can I be expected to conduct a proper lesson if I'm continually on edge waiting for the fire alarm to go off?
It's the same for all of us.
Yes.
Morning, fellow worker.
Oh, Mr. Holliday, just the man I want to see.
Now what?
Do you know what time the fire alarm is due?
No.
Hasn't Mr. Beeston told you?
No, he never does. It wouldn't be a proper test, would it?
That's what we've been telling her.
This is madness. Say we had a swimming pool here at King Street, and I had a class of children in for a swimming lesson.
We haven't got a swimming
pool. That's beside the point. Well, I really think we should have been told. I really do.
But that's what we're saying. It wouldn't be a proper practice. It's a test of how we'd react in an emergency.
I know perfectly well how I would react in such an emergency, with a proper calmness and efficiency.
Yes, but even so, we
need to know. There are no yes buts, Miss Lewis. In fact, I believe we should have a referendum on this whole subject of fire drills.
It's a bit late for that, as we're having one today.
I mean for the future, Mr. Holliday. So, are you with me?
No, not me.
Me neither.
I see. Mr. Long?
I agree with them.
Very well. Then I see I shall have to canvass the opinions of the other members.
Canvass the opinions, threaten them more like.
Honestly, she's like a dog with a bone.
I think I need a cup of tea after that.
They won't back her, you know. She's got no chance.
I shouldn't think so.
Anyway, now we're alone.
Oh, yes, Mr. Long.
Any more news about the headship at Parkside?
Well, I've applied for the job.
I know that. But haven't you heard any more?
No, not yet. Though, to be honest, I'm beginning to have a few doubts about it.
What for? You'll be great at the job.
Oh, I believe I can do it. It's just, well, whether a headship's the kind of job I really want.
Mr. Beeston's been talking to you, hasn't he?
Oh, it's not just that. It's the old story, I suppose. 2 weeks ago it was a great idea, but now I've applied, it's a reality, and I'm beginning to weigh up all the pros and cons a bit more carefully.
And there's the other little complication, isn't there?
What's that?
Good day, good day, New Zealand.
My God, where did you hear about that?
Well, no one actually told me. I just sort of overheard something about it, you know?
Yes, well, when I make any decision in that direction, the first person to know will be the person involved.
But I can't tell you, she's so bitter.
I can understand that. A husband just going off like that after, what?
Well, she said they'd been married 15 years.
Well, exactly. She gives up her career to become a full-time housewife, and then he suddenly dumps her to go off with a woman half his age. And what's she left with? Nothing except the responsibility of a 10-year-old boy to look after.
Well, it probably wasn't easy for him. We don't know all the circumstances.
Oh, don't you believe it. You men have got your brains in your trousers.
Oh, come on.
It's true, though.
Ah, but I'm not joking. Mrs. Kraken is so vicious about him.
I'm not surprised.
When she came to school yesterday to tell me he'd gone, she spent half the time crying and telling me she couldn't live without him, and the other half saying that if she ever saw him again, she was going to kill him.
Well, that's it. Love and hate, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, but what's worrying me is how all this is going to affect Adam. He thinks the world of his father and his mother.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to keep an eye on him for sure. Meantime, once more onto the breach, Mr. Sims.
Hey, King Street Junior. I'm sorry, Mr. Who? Is he? Well, no one's mentioned anything to me. Yes, I'll make sure he gets the message. Yes, as soon as he arrives. Goodbye.
One more assembly under the bridge, and moderately sweet singing in the choir.
You didn't tell me that Mr. Titmarsh is coming here today.
Who?
Peter Titmarsh, the county's expert on dyslexia.
I had no idea he was due. Who said he was coming?
His secretary just phoned from County Hall. Apparently he's on his way here.
What for?
Stay. But when he does arrive, could he phone her? It's very urgent.
Honestly, you'd think they'd let us know, wouldn't you? Just turn up out of the blue.
I expect you'll want to see some of our dyslexics.
You can start with the staff.
Oh, now, come. Come on, that isn't very funny.
I know. I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone, but I've enough to do today without dancing attendance on unexpected visitors from County Hall.
Oh, yes, the ledgers you wanted. I've put them on your desk.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget, we've a fire drill today.
Well, that's what I mean. It's all go, isn't it? I think we should send Fred Holliday out to switch all the road signs and send Mr. Peter Tidmarsh off to another school.
I can tell you she was very cagey when I mentioned New Zealand.
Well, you shouldn't have mentioned it.
Why not? Everyone knows this fella's asked her to go off there with him.
But she doesn't know everyone knows.
Of course she does. You can't break wind in this school without everyone knowing.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, Sundar, get down off that wall. You'll hurt yourself.
I'm all right, sir.
I said get down.
Yes, sir.
I think it's really sad the way her mother's called the tune all these years.
Glenda's gone along with it, hasn't she?
Yes, but you know what'll happen. Her mother's going to die one day, and that's the time Glenda will look at her own life and...
Hello, what's going on now?
Oh, looks like a fight.
Wait, you two, back it in! Come on now, break it up! And they weren't just fooling around. Your Adam was really getting stuck in. The other kid got a nasty bruise on his cheek.
Oh, no.
Trouble was, I didn't get a chance to find out what started it. We'd just managed to pull them apart when the bell went.
Well, I know. Mrs. Patterson brought Adam back to my class.
Yeah, and I hoiked Rajid back to Miss Hassan. Then I had to get back to my lot. That's assault, really.
Yes, yeah. So, well, I think I might have an idea what it could all have been about.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you've heard. Mr. and Mrs. Kraken have split up.
You think it's to do with that?
Well, it might be. From what I can gather from one or two of the other kids, Roger's been going around making cracks about Adam's dad leaving home because he didn't want anything to do with Adam.
Nasty.
Could be why Adam went for him.
I don't blame him. What a rotten thing to say.
Well, kids can be rotten.
Anyway, thanks for telling me. I'll keep an eye open for Adam when I'm on playground duty.
Do you know if anyone's seen any sign of a strange bloke wandering around the school?
Not to my knowledge. Who are we looking for?
His name's Tidmarsh. He's from County Hall.
Oh, that accounts for it. He's been stuck in that building so long he'd be lost in the outside world.
True.
Anyway, what's he coming here for?
I've no idea. They never told me anything, he's dead. All I know is he's supposed to be an expert on dyslexia.
Oh, I ought to be able to read a school nameplate all right then.
What is this concoction I'm eating?
Mrs. Perkins calls it Italian surprise.
Really?
You're not surprised.
I certainly am. I'm surprised she's allowed to dish up something like this without being prosecuted by the health authorities.
And I have spent the whole morning on tenterhooks waiting for that fire alarm. And has it gone?
Well, if it has, I didn't hear it.
Precisely. It hasn't.
Must be this afternoon, then.
But that is my point.
What is?
We have already wasted a whole morning unable to settle down to our work waiting for that wretched alarm to go off.
I haven't.
Mr. Holliday, you are the deputy head of this school.
All my sins.
Can't you do something about it?
Well... I could have Mr. Beeston was away. But as it is, you can't have two people in charge of the fire bell. You'd never know when it was going to ring.
But we don't know when it is going to ring. I have kept my classes in a constant state of alert this morning. And for what?
For the fire alarm, I suppose.
I was speaking rhetorically.
Ah, yes.
For nothing, Mr. Holliday. And I suppose I shall be doing the same thing this afternoon.
Good idea.
What surprises me is that no one else seems to be bothered about it. Not for the first time, mine is a voice crying in the wilderness.
No, I'm afraid he still hasn't arrived.
Yes, I'm positive.
I thought of that, and I've sent a message round to every class in the school. Yes, you can be sure I'll tell him to ring the moment he arrives. Goodbye.
Back County Hall?
Yes, they're still trying to get in touch with Peter Tidmarsh.
He's doing a Lord Lucan, I reckon.
Well, it is a bit worrying, isn't it?
It doesn't worry me.
But he might have had an accident or something. I wonder if I ought to phone the police.
Look, Mrs. Stone, if it was that desperate, I imagine his secretary would have done that already. Now relax.
But if it's so urgent, it must be something important.
Yes, I expect County Hall's lost a paperclip. And they're checking all possible suspects. Anyway, let's get back to the really important business. Have you double-checked the figures I worked out this morning?
Yes, and they're all correct. All your additions tally.
Don't sound so surprised. Oh, and before I forget, thanks for staying on this afternoon.
Well, that's all right. I can do with the overtime. Oh, and before I forget...
What?
It's 2:20. Shouldn't you be thinking about the fire alarm?
Oh, yes, you're right. The signal to unleash the unprepared hordes into the playground. Where's the key?
The what?
The key to the fire alarm.
Well, haven't you got it?
Well, I thought I had.
You took it down off the hook this morning. I saw you.
Yes, I know. I had it earlier.
Well, it must be in there somewhere.
Yes.
Have you had a look on your desk?
Well, that's what I'm doing. No, it's not here. Oh, dear, what can I have done with that key?
Well, can't you work the fire alarm without it?
But only by breaking the glass, and that'll bring all the fire engines in the district round here.
Well, at least it'll be an authentic fire drill.
And it'll find me in court on a charge of causing a false alarm. Oh, I do not believe it. Where is that key?
Sorry.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, how shall I escape the wrath of Rudd?
Shall I send a note round?
Give me another 10 minutes. If I can't find it by then, you do the note.
Right.
That'll give me time to pack a few things together and leave the country.
Can I get you another drink?
No. I'm fine, thanks, Jeremy.
Now, what's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. Take your pick.
Oh, bad as that, eh?
You know, a couple of weeks ago, anything was possible. I'd applied for the headship at Parkside, or I could go to New Zealand with you.
You know what I want?
Yes. But... Oh, it's so difficult to explain, Jeremy. I can't leave here yet.
Your mother?
Yes, I suppose so. You know she's not well.
From what you've told me, she's been not well for years.
She hasn't.
But there are times when she seems to be okay.
Well, that's how it is with people who are ill, isn't it?
Some people. Yes.
She is ill, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. It's just that... Well, it seems to me that her bad spells always seem to come on when you want to do something for yourself.
Oh, that's not fair. It's not true.
Isn't it?
No.
Glinda, we've been seeing each other for 3 months, and in that time your mother's made it quite clear, directly and indirectly, that she doesn't like me.
Well, it's because she doesn't really know you.
I don't think she wants to know me. In fact, to tell the truth, I think she's frightened I'm going to take you away from her.
She's dependent on me, more or less.
But that shouldn't get in the way of you having a life of your own.
It doesn't. I have my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I do, Jeremy, honestly.
Okay. You won't come to New Zealand with me. So, why don't I stay here with you, and we have your mother come to live with us?
What? But...
If it's the only way I can get you to live with me, what about it?
But you don't like my mother.
Correction. She doesn't like me. But if we have the chance to get to know each other better, well, who knows?
Wow.
I love you, Glinda. I want you. It's that simple. And if your mother comes as part of the package, then so be it. Well, what do you say?
And when that note came round yesterday afternoon...
I know. I was in the next classroom to Mrs. Rudd. God, you should have heard her.
I'll bet.
He could have used her as the fire alarm. Do you know why he cancelled it?
I heard he'd lost the key.
I don't believe it.
He found it eventually, but it was too late by then. He'd already sent the note round.
So it'll be on for today, then?
I should think so. But I wouldn't mention it to Mrs. Rudd if I were you.
Oh, don't worry. Hello, who's there?
Where?
Over by the cloakrooms, you see.
That is young Adam Cracken, isn't it?
Yes. And he looks in a bit of bother. Come on, let's go and see what we can do.
You can say what you like, but he did it quite deliberately. To spite me.
Oh, come on.
Oh, he did. There is no doubt whatsoever in my mind that he did this deliberately to annoy me.
He lost the key, Mrs. Rudd, honestly.
Hid it, more likely.
But I was with him when he found it.
I'm sure you were. He'd make certain he had a witness. He would find it at the very moment you walked into his office.
I can assure you he didn't turn up here yesterday. No, he would have noticed. Well, someone would have noticed. Have you tried his home? Oh, I see. Well, I promise you he didn't turn up here. I can have the playground dug up, if you like, and see if anyone's buried him. Yes, I'm sorry, it was rather tasteless. Yes, I'm sure you are. We're all worried. Right, yes, thank you, bye-bye.
What are you worried about?
It's that idiot Tidmarsh. Apparently he's still missing.
I told you there was something wrong.
Of course there isn't anything wrong.
But if he's still missing, it's nearly 24 hours now.
He's probably decided he's had enough of County Hall and gone walkabout or something.
There must be something we can do.
Such as, Mrs. Stone? We don't know him or anything about him. We don't know what he looks like. No, this is better left to County Hall and the proper authorities.
I suppose so.
Ah, Mr. Beeston.
Ah, morning, Mr. Sims. You haven't seen an expert on dyslexia walking around the school, have you?
Mr. Beeston, can I see you? It's important.
Serious?
Yes, very.
Oh, right. Come into the inner sanctum.
Right, thanks.
And, Mrs. Stone?
I know. I'll see that you're not disturbed.
That's where we found him, crying his eyes out. He'd been out there since 8 o'clock.
I see. And Mrs. Cracken had definitely told him she was going to kill herself.
Well, that's what Adam said. She told him that she couldn't face life anymore and that she was going to kill herself.
In so many words.
Well, that's what he said. Oh, and she told him to go next door when he came home from school.
Poor kid. And then she, what, just sent him off to school?
Yes.
Well, it sounds as though she's gone completely over the edge.
Where is he now? I left him with Mr. Long. Obviously he wants to go home, but he's scared to.
Yes. Do you get on all right with the boy?
Yes, he's a nice lad. No trouble. Well, at least not until recently.
And he trusts you?
Yes, I think so.
Right. I'm going to suggest you take Adam back home straight away and, just see how the land lies.
Right.
If there's any problems, you think you can handle them?
I'll do my best.
I'm sure you will. Right. Well, what about my class? Oh, don't worry about them. I'll have a word with Mr. Long. Get him to double up for as long as is necessary.
Does your mother ever go round to see the next door neighbours, Adam?
No, sir.
Right, well, we'll try again, shall we? It's all right, lad, it's all right. Look, she might just have popped down to the shops. You got a front door key?
Yes, Mr. Sims.
Well, I wouldn't usually go into anyone's house uninvited, but, well, I'm bringing you home, aren't I?
You want me to open the door, Mr. Sims?
Yes, please, lad. Right, thanks, Adam.
I don't want to go in.
Well, that's okay. But you just stay there, right? I'll leave the door open. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Cracken? Hello? Hello, Mrs. Cracken? Is anyone at home? Hello, Mrs. Cracken?
Oh, my God.
Is she in there?
Stay there, Adam. Have you got a telephone?
Yes, it's in the kitchen.
Right. Then, look, you stay where you are. I'm just going to ring for an ambulance.
You know, I still think something's gone wrong with the rotor. I was on playground duty yesterday.
Well, we're definitely down for this morning. I checked.
A bit much. 2 days in a row.
I suppose so.
Would it help to tool?
They won't change the rotor now.
I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't.
Well...
Oh, I don't know.
Look, why don't we get out of this place at lunchtime? Go somewhere and have a quiet natter, okay?
I'm not sure I want to talk about it.
Well, all right, so we don't talk about it. It'll still do you good to get out for a while. Hey, Edmund, if I see you kicking Miriam again, I'll come over there and deal with you.
She must have taken a massive overdose.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
It could have been fatal.
Well, we can just thank God the ambulance got there in time.
You was welcome to that.
Yeah, we were lucky.
Where's Adam now?
He's staying with a neighbour while the police try and get hold of his father.
Do you think she really meant to do it?
She very nearly succeeded, didn't she?
That wasn't what I asked.
Yes. I think I know what you're getting at. In fact, it half occurred to me.
Go on, then.
Well, she sends Adam off to school after telling him she's going to kill herself. She banks on the fact that he'll tell someone here and that we'll act on what he says.
That's right. And hey, presto, a bit of emotional blackmail on an erring husband.
I suppose it is a possibility. But it's stretching things a bit, isn't it?
And we'll never know for sure, will we?
Well, I shouldn't think so.
Mind, if it was a ploy, she was taking a terrible chance. If you hadn't taken it seriously, or acted as quickly as you did...
Well, that's just it. We still don't know if the dose she took was enough to kill her, or just enough to make people think that's what she intended to do.
People do some funny things in the name of what they call love, don't they?
I must admit, I didn't know it could have that sort of effect. I'm delighted to hear. It must be such a relief.
After you, Fred.
Yes, I'll tell Mr. Beeston when he comes in. Thank you for letting us know. Bye.
You'll tell Mr. Beeston what when he comes in?
Good news, they found Mr. Titmarsh.
Ah, that's the dyslexia man, isn't it?
Yes.
Lost in the catacombs of County Hall, I presume.
It's a bit more serious than that. The poor man really did go missing. They just traced him to an hotel off the motorway.
Oh, yes.
Seems he suffers from tinnitus. And every now and then, well, he just loses track of things and goes wandering off.
Oh, I didn't know it had that effect.
Well, neither did I, but apparently so in his case.
Well, well.
Anyway, he's all right now, but he won't be visiting us for a few more weeks.
Lucky man.
Yes. And I think you might have been a little more sympathetic.
Well, I didn't know, did I?
That's no excuse.
Oh, all right. I'm very sorry. I apologize.
I should think so.
Anyway, that's one mystery happily resolved.
Ah, two, if you count the discovery of the missing fire alarm.
Yeah, all right. Don't rub it in.
Now, that's the point. What time do you blow the whistle?
Don't you start, Fred.
Oh, and Miss Lewis came in. She wants to see you.
What about? Did she say?
A Parkside headship, I should think.
Anyway, what can I tell her?
Lunchtime. Yes, well, tell her I'll see her straight after lunch.
I think she may be going out for lunch.
Ah.
But she's got a free period at 11:30 in 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll make it 11:30. But right now, Mr. Holliday and I are about to go into conference to discuss one of the more important events of our academic year.
Oh, don't worry, I'll keep everyone at bay.
Well, he only wants to tell me where he's going for Easter.
Oh, and don't forget, Miss Lewis.
I won't.
Oh, there you are. I wondered where you'd got to.
Oh, sorry I'm late. I thought you'd changed your mind.
No, I just had a session with Mr. Beeston. It went on longer than I expected.
Oh, well. Sid's care for the pub.
Oh, the pub, I think.
Yeah, you look as though you could do with a drink.
Well, come on. Right, here you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, then, what was the Beeston meeting all about?
Well, I wanted to let him know I've decided not to go for the headship at Parkside after all.
You what?
I've decided to withdraw my application.
What on earth for?
Well...
But you're perfect for that job. You have to be in the running for it.
I know, but I... Well, I've been going over and over it in my mind, and, well, I've finally decided I don't want it. Cheers.
Well, that's not what you were saying a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago, I was remembering what a head's job used to be about.
And now?
Well, it isn't the same, is it? No, the other night, I sat down and really thought about it, and asked myself, do I really want to be a business manager? Hiring, firing, balancing the books... Because, let's be honest, that's what it amounts to these days. You've only got to look at Mr. Beeston.
Well, so long as you don't listen to him.
But he's right. A head teacher doesn't have much to do with teaching anymore.
You're sure this doesn't have anything to do with Jeremy and going to New Zealand?
Oh, yes. You've got a big mouth, haven't you?
I'm sorry. I didn't realise it was that secret.
It isn't now, is it?
Yes, I know. I am sorry.
Oh, it's okay. The news would have got out sooner or later. It always does.
So, are you going to New Zealand?
No.
Why ever not? Oh, you're not thinking of your mother again.
Yes, I am. I've got to. She's got no one else.
What about your brother and his wife?
They'd never put up with her and her little fads. Besides, they've got a couple of young children to look after.
Oh, look, Glenda, you probably think this is none of my business. Well, I suppose it isn't. But if you're going to have any kind of life, you've got to start thinking of yourself for once.
Well, I am thinking of myself. And I know I wouldn't be able to make Jeremy or anyone else happy. Not while I was feeling guilty about Mother.
She doesn't feel guilty about you.
Oh, that's not the point. It's how I feel.
How she's made you feel.
That's not fair.
Well, what else is it?
It's being responsible.
And you don't feel any responsibility for Jeremy?
Well, that's different. He's younger. He doesn't need me. Not the same way.
Are you sure?
Oh, for God's sake, Yvonne.
So, you've dropped him?
No one's dropped anyone yet. Actually, he's been marvellous. He said he'd stay here. And Mother could come and live with us.
Oh, well then.
It wouldn't work. would be unbearable, the three of us together. They'd be at each other, cat and mouse, all the time, with me in the middle. It'd ruin everything, I know it would.
So, where'd you go from here?
I suppose Jeremy and I remain just friends.
And you think he'll accept that?
No, not in the long run.
So?
I think he'd probably go back to New Zealand.
Oh, I don't know. I still think you're getting this all wrong.
That's because you're looking in from the outside. When you're inside, it's not the same.
No, never is. Well, fancy another?
Oh, no, it's my round.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Well, another tomato juice?
Yeah, why not? A suitably sober drink for a sober conversation.
And so that's the gist of it, Fred. Miss Lewis isn't going for the Parkside job after all.
Oh, dear.
Well, it may be oh, dear for you, but from my point of view, I keep one of the best teachers we've got at King Street.
Yes, but it would have been such a good career move for her.
Well, that depends on what kind of career she wants, isn't it? I think she's decided she still wants to be a teacher.
Pity, all the same. Oh, hello. Just thought I'd pop in and ask. Any word from the hospital about Mrs. Kraken?
Not while I've been here.
Oh, right. I'll phone them later, then, after school.
Let me know what they say, won't you?
Yes, we'll do. Before you dash off, Sims.
Yes?
Tricky situation this morning. You handled it very well.
Well, thank you. Oh, Mr. Beeston, I can see a certain little bird heading this way.
Little bird?
Yes, probably wondering when you're going to sound the fire alarm.
Is Mr. Beeston in his office, Mr. Sims?
Stand aside, Fred. Key in, and... saved by the bell.
You have been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, and starring Carl Harmon as Philip Sims and James Graff as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary, Marlene Sidaway as Miss Lewis, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson, Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, and Paul Copley as Mr. Long. Jeremy Foster was played by Dennis Lill, Adam by Nicholas Gatt, and Sundar and Rajid by Rhys Sando. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.